Blog Talk Radio.
Dame un café con leche, mami. Dame un café con leche. Dame un café con leche, mami. Dame un café con leche. Dame un café con leche, mami. Dame un café con leche. Dame un café con leche, mami. Dame un café con leche. Dame un café con leche, mami. Dame un café con leche. Dame un café con leche, mami. Dame un café con leche. Dame un café con leche, mami. Dame un café con leche. Dame un café con leche, mami. Dame un café con leche. Dame un café con leche, mami. Dame un café con leche. Dame un café con leche, mami. Dame un café con leche. Dame un café con leche, mami. Dame un café con leche.
Many
times before. You need some good loving, let me open the door to affection and love that you need real bad. I always make it happen so you never be sad. Come on girl, just give me the chance to take you out and start the romance. I'll be so good and polite, I never do you wrong, just treat you right. To the record zone, I rap you this love song, cause I'm telling you my feelings could never be wrong. Cause I mean what I say, take it from me girl, I'm here to stay. Because it's a possibility that we could get together, go for a walk and make it last forever. Let's not rush it and go too fast, because a love like this should always last forever. Together baby we will stay, and when I hold you in my arms girl I will say, I love you so much yo, can't you see? But will I see you again? It's a possibility.
Come with me baby.
wanna please ya. But you at ease, you're freaking, I'ma tease ya. I'm with that. Boy, I wanna get that. Take you home, enjoy you like a six pack drinking. But let me start thinking if I really want you and should I start winking. But nevertheless, I came here to fool. Yo, baby, welcome to my crew.
I'm about to good time. Nothing on my mind.
Hips drive me crazy, but you know that, and you still show that high five to make the guys go, she looks good, I wish we could make it, shake it, make it, wrap it up, I'll take it, but you break it, and I don't know why, could it be that you want another guy to try to pick you up, spoil you, I won't ignore you, baby, I'll adore you, drop it. Now come back, I welcome you to move, welcome to the groove that's made to improve your chances.
Get inside. burn a stick like an ice pick to the gut from bloods and grips. It's like this. Cause if you make it whack shit, keep your day job, nigga, you don't live this shit. Use a rap scavenger, a hip hop, nobody, sometimes somebody should have said to stop rhyming. Cause Reverb Nation accounts on me, nada, nada. You ain't my eye, get the fuck out, forgot I'm exquisite. Like King Tut exhibit, claiming sissing. All y'all hip hop midges, I spit digital wild with Chuck D and B.E. A hip hop god, yeah, y'all dudes can't see me like a mystery. With no history, I'm scientific, terrific, deep as the Pacific. 52,600 minutes per year. I rap like this here.
Versatile Radio, you're live right now with Marcella, Powerhouse Bombshells, and we got Mr. Mellow Man Ace on the line. Welcome to Versatile Radio, Mellow.
Yo, 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 before I say anything, I just want to say peace, you know what I'm saying, to the whole world, and what you hear today, you know, are only the views of Mellow Man Ace. You may not agree with him, but you're going to have to live with him. That's what's up. What's happening, Hante?
That's right. Okay.
How you doing, Sam? Welcome to Versatile
Word, that's
Radio.
My disclaimer right there.
you got a little different type of a sound that I heard in this last track, actually the track right before this, titled Welcome to My Groove, correct?
Yeah. You know, that's why I love this, the name of your radio show, Versatile Radio, because I happen to feel, and this is my own opinion, that I'm the most versatile MC on the planet Earth. Real talk. And this is why. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to show and prove. Because who else do you know could rap in English, Spanish, bilingual, then do house music, hip-hop, old school,
right?
Rock and roll, and a slow jam ballad better than I can.
Right?
Nobody. That's my word.
And let me tell you one thing. Let me add to that. And this is the reason why you are the headliner at Versatile Radio's very first event.
That's right. That's right. Much love. Much love. Now, you know, of course, like I said, these are my opinions.
Yeah, you can be right here in Riverside, California. For any of you guys that don't know, now you know, August 15th at the Vibe Bar and Grill, Riverside, California. We're going to be having Mr. Mellow Man Ace, Big Bad, and Andy Ryder, going to be on stage with AC the promoter. We're going to have Angel Baby there and a whole lot of other artists. We're going to have Marcella going to be dropping in, Powerhouse Bombshell. So it's going to be a great time. Great time.
Indeed, indeed. Looking forward to it myself.
Yes, what I wanted to add was Welcome to My Groove.
Yes.
Mello is not just, like he said, he's a versatile artist. Mello's not just about Mentirosa, and he has so much. His legendary musical background, he's a philosopher. The way he speaks, the way he writes, and the way he defines his music, you could sit there and have a talk. You could change from coffee to wine to liquor, and you could go nonstop talking about his legendary background, and you will not get bored. Because he has a very interesting lifestyle. He has a huge background. And I want to add that Welcome to My Groove came out in that movie, right, Sam?
Welcome to My Groove originally was part of the, I want to say it was the Brother with Two Tongues album. It was the Escape from Havana album, I think. The first album, Tony G flipped the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack joint. And then years later, Steve Silk Curly from Chicago remixed it and did some things, did some deep house mixes in the early 90s to it. And it appeared in the Marked for Death soundtrack with Steven Seagal. So, and then years later, Kazao, my son Kazao, did that mix that you hear there featuring Will Caclado from Miami on that one. And that's just more of a disco house joint right there that we decided to revamp. But, yeah, that record right there is very different from everything else.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's also, if you remember DJ Tony B, he used to be on Power 106. Now he's out in Virginia.
Yeah.
That's his song. Welcome to My Groove is his jam. And he always tells me, so every time I post Welcome to My Groove, when I want to shout out Mello and I post that song, I always tag Tony because that's his jam. And it has a nice, yeah, and you know what it brings me back to, fam? 2 years ago, actually, I believe last year, almost a year and a half ago, you performed that song at the Combo Room.
Yeah, I believe that was for DJ Laz's birthday party. And I hadn't brought the song out, you know. I only kind of bring it out when I'm in Chicago. Chicago, you know, really loves that record and has given it a lot of life over the years. And, you know, it's kept me working in that region for that song. I usually only bring it out then and stuff like that, but Laz had said he wanted to hear that and Mente Rosa and Mas Bingong and all those types of records. I was like, okay, no problem. So we had Kazao go in, doctor it up, spice it up, and give it a new life. And it was a good time all around for everybody who was in the place to be.
Yeah, that's really good. Mary, you know DJ Laz is Pitbull's uncle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, DJ Laz is out of Miami, and he's an OG DJ, and he's one of the first DJs to play Trinier's music, too. And,
DJ Laz played everybody's music. Yeah. You know, very, very influential DJ, most definitely. My Cuban brother from another mother, no doubt.
Okay.
And
no,
he's a big fan.
Thank you for that. I want to back it up a little bit, Marcella, and go into a little bit of his background and how he actually came into the music industry and being a successful artist with, you know, what everybody called you, the godfather of Latin hip-hop. Let's go ahead and back it up a little bit and tell us a little bit of your story. Can you do that for us?
Yeah, no doubt. When I first heard Spanish rap, it was, I think it was 1982, 83, on a record. I heard a small piece of a record by the Mean Machine. The song was called The Disco Dream. Years later, I would find out it was an MC by the name of Mr. Schick. And Mr. Schick did like an 8-bar, 12-bar rap in Spanish, and I knew that that's what I wanted to do for my life. So then, I should say for my career. And so what I did was I took it a step further and wrote an all-Spanish rap song. In 1988, when I got signed on Delicious Vinyl Records, that song was called Mas Bingong. And then later on, when we flipped that deal into a major deal at Capitol Records, I added English to the style and created a bilingual rap style called, you know, Spanglish, with the song called Mentirosa. And then, you know, from there, I introduced the world to Cypress Hill on stage with me and brought them out. Soon later, they would get a record deal and go on to sell over 14 million albums. And then we kept it moving. The thing about myself is when I got a lot of fame, I didn't really like it, so I stepped away from the limelight so that I could glide in the music business at a level that I could control. Because I myself personally didn't like, you know, living, like, expecting, like, people expecting me to be at a certain time every place, everywhere.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. Living out of a suitcase just wasn't for me. And, other people deal with success a lot better and, you know, more power to them. But as for me personally, I then walked away from the Capitol record deal when they wanted me to keep making, you know, songs that sounded similar to other stuff on my catalog. And I didn't get in the music business to regurgitate records. So I left, I don't know, about $500,000 at that time on the table, and I was able to walk away with my integrity. the good part about that is that I'm still here on the phone with you now. So it lets me know that I made a good decision back then to keep my integrity and create the music that I want to create, not the music I was being dictated to have to create. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So moving it forward,
uh-huh.
Moving it forward now, you know, we've launched my son Kazal's career on the same record company that signed me early on in the late 80s, I should say. And now Kazal is an in-house producer at Delicious Vinyl, and he has his own album out. So we just, you know, it's always been a family thing for me, you know. I always bring out the family and live my dreams with those who I love the most, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it's been, you know.
And on that note, it was nice to see you, fam. You just recently did the Relay for Life, and I seen pictures of your mom, and you had a beautiful post of your mom in front, and you're like, she's responsible, you know, for your success. And, you know, it was beautiful. Let me see if I could pull it up and read it. But how was that moment, you know, your mom being there?
Well, yeah, first of all, I just want to say peace to, you know, the Relay for Life organizer, Rudy Garcia. This is my third relay that I've done, you know, and the things that I do charitable-wise, you know, also jail guitar doors with Wayne Kramer and, of course, Natalie Devis over at Camp Miller. And I go talk to, you know, a lot of troubled youth. I also do stuff for foster kids and stuff like that. And I'm very proud of the work that I do, you know, that doesn't necessarily, that I don't do it for applause, that type of stuff there, the charitable work. But having my mom there and my family there, you know, it always means a lot more because, it just shows you that giving back to the community and sharing your family with the community, it's just the same people that help build your career, you know, that you're still giving to them as much as they gave to you. Because I've lived a very, you know, nice life, you know, because of the music and the love that I've gotten from the fans over the years. So it's like I try to do my best to give them back a little piece of me as well. So, I mean, having my mother, you know, there is just priceless. She was also there with me last year. And yeah, so we keep it moving like that, and we just try to give back and continue, you know, putting out there a positive image and a positive example when other artists are out at parties shooting at each other and wearing pink purses and doing all these other things. We prefer to, you know, uplift the community and be an example first and foremost so that, you know, the children who are watching can see what a real MC looks like.
Sure. Amen. And I just pulled up, it says, my hip-hop mom, she was all up in it. This lady is responsible for over 50 million records sold and never picked up a mic. And you're like, ha-ha-ha, I love you, mom. And you know what's beautiful about that picture, fam?
What's that?
I honestly think it should be blown up in your living room and passed on to your children because... Do you see what I see? I see your mom smiling. Like,
that, you're
like
right.
She's saying, you know what? Let me tell you something. It was worth coming to the United States.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I like that idea. Awesome. I think I am going to have that blown up and put it in the living room.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's touching me. You want to get all that sentimental. I'm very, you know, when it comes to moms and kids and all that. You know,
That's a great idea.
For her to be alive watching her son and do a good cause where other people are always expecting to, you know, shine for other reasons. This is what makes you different from other people.
My mom is very dear to me. Here's why. Because when we first started hip-hopping and we were B-boys and we'd bring the cardboard out on her lawn and kill the grass and do all these things, and she didn't care. She always just said, as long as you guys are happy, do what you do. And if you guys ever make it, you know, perform hard in front of 1 or 1,000 people. If you do that, you're going to be successful and the people are going to love you. And that's exactly what my brother Sendog and myself have done over the years, you know. If there's one person in the crowd, we give it 110%. And if there's 1,000 people in the crowd, we give it 110%. Nothing changes. And that's all the advice that my mom always gave us. So she's always been a hip-hop mom. She's always supported, you know. I remember when I would do when I did the Christina show and all these other things that she loved, you know, in Spanish shows and stuff like that, or Don Francisco and Salvador Gigante, she'd come and be in the crowd, and they put her on TV and ask her questions and all these things. So she's always been very supportive and a big part of why I'm still able to do what I do with the music.
Amen. And you know what? You know, it just came to my mind looking at that picture, because you're holding a mic and your mom is just looking so proud. And then right behind you, you could see Cazal. He's right, you know, he's, you know, doing his DJ set, you know, while you're performing. And then, you know, with your family, I see Cazal doing the same thing you did with him.
Yeah.
I could probably see him, with your great-grandkid, you know.
There's three generations in that picture, most definitely. Thank you. There's three generations in that picture alone of what we do. And to think that there's many other generations before us, from my grandfather to my uncles, even to my cousin, Mayito, who used to be in Los Bombón. So, I mean, it all just spreads out, and it's like music is the family business. And, you know, my mother had a great voice, too. She used to sing in the church and do all these other things and sing at people's weddings and stuff. But she decided, you know, she wanted to take care of the family and not really pursue that part of it. And she's been the backbone of our family.
That's beautiful. I just got to come in on that.
I want to know if you've ever sang, like literally sang, Mello. I'm like, I bet you got one of them voices. Because if your mom was a singer, you got it in you, brother.
No, I've never sang. I can't sing a lick. I've pretended to on certain records and stuff like that. I've pretended to, but not. I do more like punk singing.
You probably could sing, Sam. I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
No, I do more like funk singing, like Cameo and stuff like that, you know. Stuff like that. Like when I did that joint, like there's a certain joint I did with Cypress, and it's like, Commento for Railway Cypress Hell, all baby. You know, stuff like that. But I don't, you know, harmonies and all that type of stuff.
Big shout out to all the listeners that we have now. We have a lot of fans of Mello Mayonnaise and the new movement he has with his son Cazal. And at the same time, I do want to add is he is the founder of Cypress Hill. So how many songs? Because I know you wrote a couple of Cypress Hill songs, Sam. So can you name the songs you wrote?
I've done more than that. Yeah, that whole Spanish album they dropped, that was co-written by myself and Sick Jack and Cycle Realm. I did like 50% of it, and Jack did the other 50. You know, the Cypress Hill Grandes Éxitos album. And then, of course, over the years, we've gotten together to co-write certain songs like the Funky Feel one or the Real Estate, Low Rider, then on certain solo projects of Sens or B-Reels, I've been all over that stuff, you know, either in the front of the camera or behind it, you know.
That's really good, and your legacy lives and continues, and I'm happy to see you keep performing. I'm happy with the work you've done and passed on your, you know, because everyone's born, either you're solo music or you're not. But I totally believe that your children were born with that gift.
Well, Cazal most definitely is. Cazal is the one that understands so far. My daughter's still too young to follow it up, but she does do hip-hop dance and stuff like that. So she's involved in the music. But Cazal's the one right now. He's got the golden touch, and he's the one that's really flourished out of all the children in the family to really follow in mine and his uncle's footsteps.
Amazing. You know what? We're going to have Marla's going to be coming to join us. Also, is there, Mary, you got a song that we're going to play right now? And then we'll come up with Marla and
We have a few callers on the line. You know, I did announce that, you know, whoever to the front, you know, we're going to take maybe one or two callers to say hello. We got a couple of your fans.
Let's do it.
We also have Mr. Eric Bush, one of my other co-hosts. Want to say hello, Mr. Bush?
What's happening, y'all? How you doing, everybody?
Eric, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah. I'm doing all right, Melman. How are you?
Oh, man, everything is lovely, baby. We're just doing
what we do,
and it's a blessing.
I tell you.
All right.
That was good.
We're gonna go ahead and hit it with Mellow Man Ace. You got Marcella on this track. You guys remade the Mentirosa track. So we're gonna go ahead and bump that. But first, we have Naomi, a huge fan of yours. Naomi, can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
How you doing? How you doing, Mellow?
Hey, love. How you feeling?
Just fine. Habla español.
Seguro que sí, soy cubano.
¿Cómo estás?
Siempre.
Una fanática tuya. Soy mexicana, pero me encanta la música de esta. Tuve tu CD y and I used to see you in Sábado Gigante, Cristina, like you mentioned. I watch all the Spanish channels and
thank you, baby.
Hey,
you're so good.
I like you.
Thank you, mama. I appreciate that very much.
Soy tu fan y me encanta toda esa música tuya y todo lo que sea de cubano y todo eso. Soy mexicana, pero
un
me
abrazo,
encanta lo tuyo.
Un abrazo, gracias, un abrazo fuerte, ¿no?
Un abrazo igualmente, soy tu fanática y siempre síguele para arriba, para adelante, ni para atrás, para coger impulso, ¿ok?
Gracias,
te admiro mucho.
Te aprecio, gracias, mamá.
Que Dios te bendiga siempre y síguele para adelante.
That makes me want to say right there. I should try about the website and how people can get a hold of me. It's www.therealmellowmanace.com. That's therealmellowmanace.com. Check me out, or you can check me out on Facebook under Mellow Man Ace as well.
All right,
thank
we're
you.
Gonna go ahead
thank
and throw out all of the links. You know, towards the end of us letting you go. You know, you're a busy man. Naomi, you're actually an Inland Empire resident, so you know Mr. Mellowman Ace is coming to the IE baby right here at the Vibe Bars Grill. Are you going to attend this event? Okay. There it is. We'll be right back. Mellowman Ace and Shireen Marcella. Check it out.
Tenemos tremendo lío. Last night you didn't go a la casa de tu tío. Resulta que, hey, you were at a party. Hiding in the sky, emborrachada de Bacardi. I bet you didn't know que conocía Cantinero. He told me you was drinking and wasting my dinero. Talking about come and enjoy what a woman gives a hombre. And please, por favor, tell me la verdad, because I really need to know, yeah, necesito entender, if you're gonna be a player or be my mujer, cause right now you just a liar, a straight mentirosa, today you tell me something y mañana otra cosa. Joseito y Fernandito, Larry and Joey, even his brother Chico. Ocho de fletera, that's the straight teaser. Si quiere un pedacito, go away, cause he's a pleaser. But I'll tell you straight up, quebró de medida cuenta. That on Main Street, her cuerpo estaba a la venta. Now get some, make que quiera. Get some, cualquiera. Ayo, she don't care, man. She's a tremenda fiera. Yeah, you have to try and have to get what I got. Pero ya que te conozco, what I got to get now. Just a mentirosa con tu lengua venenosa. Today you tell me something y mañana otra cosa. Girl, I can't believe you, yo, for real. You know what my mom's talking about me? My people's talking about not me, about you.
About me?
For real, you ain't nothing but a skeezer. Tremenda fletera, mama, la verdad, for real. I bet you go to confession and you scared to confess and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
You tell the truth though, for real. Word, man. You wore out of tire, baby, for real. I got some more ill things to say on you, for real, man. La verdad, mira. Like this.
Un día estaba en tu casa y ring. There goes the phone. Recogiste y dijiste,
call me back, I'm not alone.
Quería tu dirección, yeah, just your address. Y antes que colgaste, I heard you say, alaba, que de cara, it's what ran through my mind. So I said, let's go out tonight. She said,
we go all the time.
Alaba, man, ella no sabía de yo. I knew her plan, de que iba a salir with that other man. So I told the girl in Spanish, I said, hey, llame boy, cause you ain't treating me like I'm some sucker toy. Plus who needs you anyway? Con tu lengua venenosa. Today you tell me something y mañana otra cosa. Mentirosa.
Oh yeah.
You guys did an excellent job on that song. That was so
cool. Over 2 million records sold. Oh, my goodness.
2 million records. Wow. Watch out. And I like how you back them up, Marcella.
But that's the remix.
That's a rare re-recorded version. I got a call from a record company. I believe it was Cleopatra Records here in Los Angeles who wanted to do a retake of it. For whatever reason. And so I called my friend Marcella, and she was more than willing to do it, and she did a great job. And we
Thank
had a
you.
Great time in the studio that day. We had a lot of fun, and that's what turned out right there, the remake. And it's very rare. A lot of people don't know that it's out there. But,
well,
you know.
When she actually submitted it to the studio today, I was listening to it. I was like, "Yeah, I just completely visualized an awesome video between you two. So, you know, hopefully you guys do come out with that."
We should, fam. You know that, right?
Oh man, it'll be really hard to top the original video for that. You know, with you had the subtitles and you had the church and you had all these things and all the background players. You know, the judge and the courtroom and all these other things. It would be really difficult to top that, and it'd be interesting. Most definitely be interesting.
I would love to bring your sister. Because his sister, the original one, in the Mentirosa, if you go and you look at Arsenio Hall, because Melo did Arsenio Hall, his sister, and I believe that was Sendal, right, fam? He was there also.
Yeah, most def. Always brought Cypress around and you know, like I said, you know, put them on stage and, that was my little sister. So, like I said early on, you know, it's always been about the family thing with me. And, you know, I think growing up, the music that I heard influenced that, like the Isley Brothers, the Jackson Fives, you know, the Brothers Johnson, you know, even the Osmonds and all that. A lot of the groups in the 70s were family-oriented. And so when I made it, I always thought, like, okay, I'll bring my family along with me. And lo and behold, that's what I was able to do. And now, again, with Kazal, you know, that continues.
Amen. I have a question. You know, yes. I know you so well, fam, but there's things like that I'm sure a lot of people want to know. And who inspires you?
Man, that's a great question. Nowadays, my son Kazal inspires me. Because he's living in an era that isn't artist-friendly like the 80s or the 90s were to the artist. It's a very scary era to be a musician in general, yet he thrives and loves it and doesn't care about how difficult he has it or modern-day artists have it. And we're not talking about artists that, you know, are the 1% on radio. We're talking about the other 99% of artists that do real music and play real instruments, physical instruments, and know about chords and layers and flanges and, you know, all these other things and how to record and track songs correctly and certain instruments correctly. But before Kazal came around, I think hip-hop culture itself was my main inspiration. Like, I never wanted to make a record that if Kool Herc or Afrika Bambaataa heard it, they would go, I don't like this. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I tried to never disrespect the culture when I create a record. It may not have always been the funkiest record or the illest verbalized record, but I never disrespected the culture. And I think culture itself, the hip-hop, the beauty of the hip-hop culture, from the dancing to the graph heads to the DJing, the MCing, you know, and even the photographers, it's all what's keep me in line to create music that I felt was the record that you needed to hear at that particular time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what else I wanted to, if, fam, if you could change the music biz today from destruction, what would be the first thing you would do?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, the music business today is in disarray. I would start by cleaning out all the CEOs, all whatever A&Rs are around, and do a clean sweep of all those people, the presidents of the companies first, and put people in those seats and in those positions that know what music, what real music should sound like. And,
right.
You know, it's a lot more political than that, unfortunately, when you're dealing with these, you know, modern-day radio, which is a funny place and has been a very funny place for many, many years. You know, you're dealing with also governmental changes of feminizations of the black and the brown community targeting our people, you know, to really destroy the future of our children by making them dumb with the music that they listen to. And so you have to start there and then kind of work all those other things out as you go and making sure that the kids and the future of tomorrow are listening to positive messages and records that feel good instead of records that are demeaning them, deploring them, making them feel like they'll never be as good as, or, you know, pretty much just deploring the women and destroying the unity between a man and a woman, in a sense, when you hear a lot of the music that you hear today, you know. And I hate to sound like, you know, the old fuddy-duddy, but realistically, you know, the feminization of and the plans to destroy the black and the brown community, first and foremost, are the issues that need to be addressed first.
Right.
Well said,
and hip-hop is under attack. Hip-hop is under attack. Make no mistake that in this country, in the United States, hip-hop has been under attack by the powers that be ever since the Biggie and Pac thing, and where they decided there needed to be a change. And not to mention, you know, you have the Dionne Warwicks of the world who fought against real hip-hop. And a lot of those council people and councilmen and people in high places who then Anglo-Saxon kids were coming home acting black and wanting to rap and stuff like that, they didn't like seeing Public Enemy posters in Little Jimmy's room anymore, you see. And so they have gone and done the hip-hop, or are trying to do the hip-hop, how they did jazz back in the 60s and 70s, where they pretty much destroyed that same genre. And now, you know, you have to look in certain places for the jazz music and find the good jazz artists where before they were prevalent and in front of your face. The same thing is happening with hip-hop because it's under attack by the powers that be. And you won't hear Public Enemy on Power 106 anymore. You won't hear Brand Nubian on Power 106 like you used to in the 90s. Gangstar records and records that had real good messages and stuff like that. So, you know, the problems are many, but we keep doing God's work, and that's our main objective in my house. And many brothers that I roll with on the East Coast, the West Coast, a lot of brothers who are putting in the good work, you know, that's our objective, is to destroy or at least to become the alternative. When you're not looking for that destructive music, you could turn on something positive over here.
Amen.
Most definitely. Marta G., is there anything you want to say about that?
I want to say you talk how you do it.
What's that?
It's me, Marla.
What's happening?
Marla G. in the place to be. Hello.
What up?
I'm good. I really like what you said about music. You know, the thing with music is that it's lost a lot of, there's hardly any beautiful love songs anymore. There's good music, but the lyrics are missing. The good message is missing.
I mean, you got to remember that there's like 8 to 10 records on one radio station, and then they play them again at the top of the hour. So there's not a lot of room for anything else to get in. You see what I'm saying? So we have to make, we got to level that playing field back how it was in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, I think, in order to get that good new music shine through as well. And you can have all those other, you know, back your butt up records as well. That's great. But as long as we have a level playing field where you have some consciousness mixed with the party stuff, and I think we do better as a culture, and not just a hip-hop culture, but the music culture in general, because there's other countries now that have overtaken the United States in terms of how good, you know, the music quality comes out of those countries. You know, the United States is no longer the Mecca. We are no longer the Mecca, and the powers that be have worked very hard to make that a reality. And so when you go to the UK and you go to London and you go to these other places, you see that the music is very different but a lot more real. And it talks about social problems and consciousness and the lack of certain needs that the people have in the community. These are the records that our children need to be hearing, because if not, they'll be walking around in a stasis state of mind where they think that life is one big joke and one big party, and it isn't. We're dealing with a lot of serious happenings around the globe, and I think the music lacks that reflection, you know, whereas when Marvin Gaye was around and he'd sing songs like Mercy, Mercy Me and things like this, and he would speak upon war issues and things of that nature, and you had the Last Poets, and you had people that really spoke about what was going on around the world. You had John Lennon and other people, great, great people, Bob Marley, of course, you know, and then the street poets, you know, like Melly Mel. Melly Mel's song, The Message, still stands clear today. And when you listen to that record, you realize that nothing has changed in America since he wrote that record. It's timeless. And those are the types of records we need to be staying true to and realize that life is not a joke. Life is not a joke. It's a serious thing.
And what do you think, Sam? You think payola has a part still? Do you think this payola has gone beyond payola?
Well, when you talk about payola, you're talking about a whole different beast altogether. That was just the approach that the radio stations got their money, you know what I mean, in order to play a certain song. But we're talking about, you know, political figures who have gone out of their way to make sure that real hip-hop is not in the mainstream anymore, you see. And so you're dealing with a very big machine at that point. Now, anything is fixable. You know what I mean? But it takes us to do the work on a street level, in the club level, at home level, because a lot of people, you know, at home aren't teaching their kids what real music is anymore. And they'll let little Jimmy control the stereo on the way to grandma's house just so he can be quiet, instead of go ahead and playing that Otis Redding record or playing that, you know, that Minnie Riperton Loving You record. and teaching the kids. So a lot of things have gotten away from the parent because we wanted to just silence our kids. But I'm here to say, not in my house. And their plan doesn't work in my house, and my children are talented, intelligent, young black Latinos, and I'm very proud of that.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Well said. And before we speak with Kazal fam, I know I want to go over, your clothing line is very nice. If our listeners are tuning in, please go to www.therealmellowmanace.com. Check out his upcoming shows. You're going to be doing the Versatile Radio Show August 15th, and then August 23rd,
yeah, we'll be in,
Low Rider.
We'll be in El Paso, Texas. So all the information is there. You know, all the information is at the website. That's therealmellowmanace.com. Then we come back home, and I do a special show, which I'm promoting myself. I'm the lead promoter and kind of doing that now as well with my man Shinehead from New York.
Legend.
And so I'm looking real forward to that as we move on to the rest of the year.
Yay, man, to Shinehead. I got to meet him with KRS-One, by the way, fam. They did a show last year in Santa Monica with Valeria V. Really good people.
That's
so
right, yeah.
Shinehead.
That's my brother right there.
And much love. You have a big unity there. And as long as you keep working with OGs like yourself and everybody else in the camp, and the philosophy that you have instilled into Kazal, you know, and like you just said, a very important factor. I'm sure Kazal was a baby, and the baby's sitting here driving, he's listening to all that good music.
Oh,
and
most
that's
definitely.
Why he's,
I mean,
a
Kazal
producer
was
now.
Kazal had a steady diet of A Tribe Called Quest, Slum Village, Gangstar, Brand Nubian. You know, records like that. He kept us. I didn't play any destructive music in the car ever. And when you hear his production, it reflects that. Jungle Brothers, De La Soul, records,
yes.
You know, acts that, you know, that know how to put together records, most definitely. You're going to hear that in Kazal's music.
Amen.
And talking about OGs. Talking about OGs, I just want to say this, that I'm real happy to say that I recently signed on with Chuck D and Public Enemy to be my number one concert promoters, and also putting out my new album through Chuck D of Public Enemy's distribution company, Spit Digital, who handles all the hip-hop gods. So I want to say peace to my man Doodlebug of Diggable Planets, who will be on the first single off the new album coming out. We got a song called The Mush coming out together. So I just needed to plug that.
That's what's up. We're gonna take a break real quick. When we come back, we want to talk a little bit about his clothing line, and hopefully we get to bring Kazal on.
Yeah, we actually could bring Kazal while we talk about his clothing line.
Okay.
Right.
Words can't express the way I feel for you. The way you hold me, the way you touch me. Girl, everything you do to me, you know I like it. Don't stop now.
Guy Radio. Everybody still out there?
Yes.
Hey.
This is Marla. I'm here.
Hi, Marla G. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Marcella, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited because, you know, we don't have too much time, and I want to ask Melo more about his line, and then we want to bring out Cazal and Organism, who's amazing. His son is winning.
Well, I mean, the clothing line is just something that I needed, you know, for the fans, and you know, they've been asking me for a very long time, like, what's up with the new merch and stuff. So I hadn't had stuff since the Reyes Brothers stuff, and I said, okay, it's time. But because I was going through a divorce and everything at the time, you know, you can't show too much, or else they come after a lot. You know what I'm saying? So. After the divorce was final, we went ahead and went live with the website, and you can get your albums, Mellow Man Ace Music, merchandise, hats, T-shirts, and I'm working on a sock line and beanies and everything all at once right now. But there's a lot of great stuff up there. So shop Latino, shop Afro-Latino, you know. Stop giving your money to the corporations. Give it to your real people from the community, Mellow Man Ace. A plus, number one, first and foremost, and yeah, most definitely.
Amen. Is Cazal ready for us, Sam?
Cazal Organism, rock on, rock on. He is right here in the flesh and funky fresh.
Yeah, welcome to
Versatile
Radio.
Hello. Hello.
What's up?
Oh.
Hello.
What's up? Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Versatile Radio.
What was that?
Welcome to Versatile Radio.
Thank you for having me, man.
I think we gotta introduce ourselves. Hi, this is your net. This is Cazal. This is Marcella. How are you?
What's up, fam?
What's up?
Hi, Cazal. This is Marla. Marla G.
Eric Bush, Versatile Radio. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
I'm
Mary
doing
Fisher,
great, man.
Welcome
just
Radio.
Enjoying this beautiful Santa Clarita weather today.
The music that we heard towards the beginning, Cazal is the one that has been producing. So Cazal is signed to Delicious Vinyl. So big shout out to Delicious Vinyl. And Marla, ask question for Kazelle Organism.
Where can we hear more of your music, or where can your fans find more information about you?
Well, we have a SoundCloud page where we put all our music, all our free stuff. That would be soundcloud.com/Kazelle Organism. And then my father, his stuff is up there. And I'm working on my website. We just released his website that myself and one of his web designer friends worked on for a couple weeks. So we're really excited about that. DeliciousVinyl.com has my first album. And, yeah, that's pretty much where you can find all our tunes. So,
what are you working on now?
I'm finishing up my first rap album. Now, I'm not sure how I'm going to put it out, but it's basically my first record where it's just me spinning on all my own beats. My first album was mostly just a bunch of my favorite linear beats that I had been working on, but I figured I'd give something people with some words on it this time. You know what I mean?
Right. And also, let our audience know who you work with.
Well, I just did some stuff with Jerobi from Tribe Called Quest. Dress from Black Sheep, did some stuff with Moni Love from the Native Tongues. I don't know, there's like a huge gravitational pull between me and the Native Tongues, which is I'm just super fortunate to be experiencing, because a lot of their music raised me and made me who I am today. So I'm trying to go out to New York this summer actually for a couple weeks and just build with them and learn and meet new cats and just come back with new inspiration, you know, see what kind of music I can make over there.
Good, and congratulations. I'm proud of you because I graduated this year from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
In high school.
Yes. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And doing music and touring and then also being able to get his high school diploma, that's a big merit. I wanted to ask you, Kazelle, is there somebody that you would want to do music with now, but that you're trying to get a hold of, or you're saying, I'll postpone it for later? Is there anyone right now that you're
working
with? Oh,
man, you don't even know, man. Especially right now, I have like I got 3 or 4 beats that I specifically wish I could have someone like Absol get on, or Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z even, Busta Rhymes. But in all honesty, man, I'm down to work with anybody. I don't care, be it you're a singer or another producer. As long as it's in the vein of what I do or what I'm interested in, I'm down with it, man. Anybody from Top Dog Entertainment. That's actually why I remix a lot of different people. Like, if I remix somebody, that means I would love to work with them one day. You know, so like I did, recently I just put out a remix of Schoolboy Q and Kendrick Lamar's Collard Greens. So it's like, whoever's willing, man, whoever I can get to, you know, eventually. I still have a lot of work to do and a lot of time to flourish, but I'm just open to any sort of blessings the universe has for me, you know.
Right. And you know what? He has a picture that I went crazy over. I think you guys were with your dad, Melman Ace, and there was a picture. You took a picture with Eazy-E Jr. and am I missing who? It was yourself, Eazy-E Jr. You remember that picture?
It was it was me. It was Eazy-E son, myself, Ice-T son, and who else wasn't in that picture was DJ Quick son, David. Yeah, so it was kind of crazy, all of us being in the room that night.
Yeah, there's a picture. I went crazy over that picture. I was commenting and sharing it all over media because I was like, that's the legacy, 30 years later. And
yeah.
I'm just happy that, you know, your dad instilled all that good, positive music. I think you're one of the ones also to save. You know, you also have a good relationship, you know, Kid Foster's son, Scoop. I know Scoop and Kazelle are also buddies, and they also were influenced by music from the 80s, 90s, and now you guys are doing, you know, what you learned then and instilling it now. I think that helps shape up a little bit what the music is going on today with, like, some people calling it new school. I pretty much think what we're doing is new school because you're influenced by old school with a new flavor.
Well, I mean, that's how innovation works, you know? I mean, like my man Raj G always says, there's nothing new under the sun, you know? Everything's been here. It's just how are you going to make it all interplay, intertwine with each other to create something new? And that in itself is what a lot of urban music is about. Like hip-hop, that's what it started on, was taking old funk records, jazz records, rock records, and rapping on them. And then eventually over time, the process of doing that and the creativity you could exemplify in that process, the technology for that grew. So now you could take the most popular record in the world and flip it so obscurely that no one would ever know. You never get sued for a sample because you can mangle stuff now. And so, like, that's why I embrace the technology. Like, a lot of OGs look at the technology like, yeah, man, it's horrible, it killed the game. It did. But at the same token, there's so much I can do when I'm making a beat now that I couldn't do with 3 seconds of sample time on an MPC 60. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's a plus there. And there's also so much more inspiration. Cats like Scoop, myself, and all these young producers, Kayla Ellis, shout out, it's my man. We can take inspiration from places we would have never been able to access without the internet. So we can go on blogs from Germany and see what kind of music they're enjoying. Blogs from Switzerland, Norway, wherever, and see what kind of music they're on, listen to it. If we like it, we can make it a part of our arsenal. Flip it, play it, for people, turn other people onto it. So it's like this huge community that wouldn't exist without the internet. And, you know, everything has a positive and a negative. Definitely, record sales are not what they used to be at all. But neither is the creativity. I feel like, yes, there is a lot of lazy music coming out, but there's a lot of crazy genre-bending, forward-thinking music that's coming out as well. And I'm extremely proud and fortunate to be a part of this generation.
Yeah, so I do definitely see you really, really being inducted into the hip-hop honors in the years to come because I've always told your dad you're lethal. I said, watch out, because they don't know what's really coming at them. And I always knew you were going to be in the music business. I seen it since you were little in the studio, and you were just there, but all them beats and all them sounds kind of make sense now when you're composing music and you're putting your beats together. And I watched you in action.
Yeah.
You're pretty fast.
Oh, man, thank you. I mean, it's a learning process, a learning curve. You know, I used to take weeks sometimes trying to get the beat right. But now it's like I've learned what everything does so I can, you know, quickly get the results I want and still have fun with it and experiment and try new things out, you know, so it is a quicker workflow these days, definitely.
Right. And Marla or Mary, any questions for Cazal?
Well, no questions, just wish you all the best in everything you do and reach for the stars. Just keep going. Do what you love to do.
Yep. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
How long have you been actually producing, Cazal?
I first picked it up in late 7th grade, early 8th grade. My mother, she used to play a lot of Neptune's productions, a lot of, like, Justin Timberlake's first album, and that stuff kind of made me ask my dad, like, Dad, what does a producer do? Like, what is Pharrell doing? You know, I hear his name. I don't see his face in these music videos. Like, what is he doing? He's like, that's called production. And so when he told me about that, I just started searching the whole process of it and who's who and all the music my dad played me when I was little. You know, I started putting names to the people that were making it, the Jay Dillas, the DJ Premieres, Ali Shaheed Muhammad, the Q-Tips. And so, like, it just became this thing, okay, like, because growing up I was very shy, so I never wanted to be, like, the face of music, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to be all up in the video throwing myself at you, or like a lot of MCs you see today are constantly up in your face trying to promote some new music. I was just like, I just want to make the music, and that's where my heart's at. You know, that's why I always tell people I'll be a producer first before an MC, even though I do MC. It's just like I'll always be a producer first because that's just how I feel I can express myself the purest. And so I just started making beats when I was like 10. I started playing with it, but I didn't really get serious with it until like 14. And from there, everything's just kind of like clicked, you know, by the forces of the Most High. And it's blessed me with an amazing career, to say the least, man. I'm super fortunate.
Thank you.
We
very
definitely
gotta
thank Mello for being a great father, because he's been a very influential force. And I've also seen how, because I was on stage and Mello's on stage, and he's like, I love you, Dad. I love you, son. I think that's very important. If you ask how many times in a household you hear a child or parent say, I love you, it's amazing. Some people don't even communicate in the household. And I commend Mello for being so good and being there and trying to be a good father. And he's one of those people that I would say, giving award to Father of the Year, I'm not just saying this because Mello's my brother. I see it, and look what a good son he has. He has Havana. He has another son that's also very musical. And he's a great dad. I just want to commend you on that, and thank you for being with us, and thank you, Mello, for being my mentor, man. That there's no place, no words that I could say. I could pick up the phone, and there he's giving me the best advice I need.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you want to put him on? I don't think you heard that. Yeah, I'll put him on.
Actually, Mr. Bush, is there anything you want to ask him right quick?
What's that?
Mello came on.
Go ahead.
Mello's back on the line. Mello came back on. No, because I was commending you, and I said if there was a Father of the Year award, I would totally say please give it to Mello Mayonnaise. And I'm not saying this because you're my brother. I'm saying it because I've seen it, and I see the good son you've raised. I've seen it on stage, how you say, I love you, son. He says, I love you, Dad. And I'm talking about a lot of households don't even say those words to their kids. So I commend you on that, fam. And I think you're a wonderful father. And I think that you've come a long way. I think you've done a wonderful job, and top hat. And thank you for being my mentor.
You're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm very humbled by that. Thank you.
It's the truth. It is. And I want people to know that, because they really need to look up to you, because there's a lot of fathers out there that don't do anything, you know, and you've done so much.
Unfortunately, that part of it is true. But again, you know, a lot of that has been done by design. And people, you know, our people, black and brown people specifically, have been put in a setup of a community and a system that's made us destined basically to fail if we're not at our sharpest at all times. And when you look at these things and these social issues that plague our people, you'll understand why, you know, so many of our black and brown brothers are either dead or in jail and things of that nature. And we have to reverse that. We have to reverse that, and it starts in the mind, believing in self. And, you know, you got to have knowledge of yourself as well. You know your lineage. If your Native American roots, if you have Afro-African in you, or you have to learn your truth and not so much everybody else's before you can understand where you're going. And I think, you know, as long as we do that and we – you know, each one teach one basically about ourselves, then we can start to change that part of it. Remember that socially and economically we're destined to fail because we're put in a system that's not designed for us. And so once we grasp the nature of that theory alone, we can begin to make wiser decisions based on the importance of our own freedom.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have a special caller on the line, Mello, and I know, you know, you do have to go. We don't want to keep you that long, but Miss Glottos has called in from the East Coast. Wilka, can you hear us?
Yes, can you guys hear me?
And Manita, dímelo.
Hey, how are you, Melo? Hi, everybody.
Love Hello. You, baby. How you doing?
I'm good.
Word.
I was out there, so I was like, let me call Lynn and Mary. Thank you so much.
I didn't know that you were on that track with Melo that we had played
earlier.
Yeah, man, that
was an honor. Oh, my gosh. He doesn't even realize how much of an honor it was for me when I was doing it. He didn't get to be, you know, in front of my face. I couldn't believe it.
I heard. It was funny how that record happened. You know, I was listening to some of her stuff on her Facebook page because I'm still a student of the music, and I try to study a lot of stuff and listen to a lot of records because you never know when your next hit's gonna come from, right? So I was listening to her solo stuff, and I'm like, man, she'd sound great on this Welcome to My Groove remake, you know. And so I reached out to her, and she was like, yo, you know, let's get it on. And we did it, and it's just an amazing record, a great contribution from you, Wilka, and I want to just say thank you so much.
No, thank you, man. That also helps me, you know, and I learned a lot from it. You know, I'm still learning about myself, too, you know, learning still music myself, you know. It's a lot to learn. So
indeed.
That was a part of it, and it was amazing. Thank you. It was an honor, and, you know, good luck tonight with your shows, and, you know, good hearing from you guys.
Yeah, we
got
to get Melo out, too. Melo, we got to get you out to Miami, too. You know why? They be playing a lot of Melo Madness in Miami.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
definitely.
We can always go back to Miami, you know. All my Cuban peoples out there, much love and respect, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't been in Miami since, I want to say, the Latin Grammys in 04, 05 or something like that. So it's about time to come back.
Is there anything
that's
coming up?
It's
long overdue.
Word. Miss Model, do you have anything coming up that the fans can look forward to out there on the East Coast?
Oh, me? I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said. What was that?
No. I was just asking, is there anything that you got, any projects you're currently working on or any events you have?
I'm finishing up the album. I'm just working on I'm concentrating on the album right now. I'm performing. You know, I'm learning right now. I'm educating myself in vocal lessons. You know, I'm learning. There's a lot to learn, you know, and I'm just starting. So, you know, I have to learn first. And, you know, I'm just having fun. I'm having fun with it. Having fun right now with Little Bean, too, my grandson. So, you know.
Oh, he's adorable.
Yeah, man. And, you know, my mom passed away 3 months ago. She's like almost 4 months ago already. So it's like a lot of stuff is going on at the same time, but I'm still working on the music, you know. I'm back and work on it. I'm going to be going back in a few weeks, you know. But this is not about me. It's about Melo, man. It's tonight. You need to sing some Mentirosa for us, please. Hey, some Mentirosa live right now.
Melo, let's throw out your links and tell everybody once again where they can find you, what you got coming up, and we're going to go ahead and let you go. Marcella and Marla G, Mr. Airbush, you guys, anything you want to add to this?
I'm not a mentirosa. Yet.
Me neither.
Hello, Wilka.
Hi, how are you?
I was like, that voice sounds familiar. I had to listen. Wait a minute. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Good hearing from you. Good hearing from you guys.
Yes, and keep up with the music and keep your head up. You know, you're talking about your mom and everybody. We've all had a loss one. I do want to say something.
Okay.
And I'm glad I'm able to do this. And when Mary hit me up and said, let's try and do the show on July 17th, I kind of paused, but I was like, okay, let's do it. Today is the anniversary of my firstborn son. He would have been 18. So I decided to do the show because, you know, it's been 18 years and life goes on. So I want to dedicate this show with my brother, Melo Menes, Marla. We have Mary, Eric, Zach Cazal came in who on the show. He's a producer talking about everything he's working on. He's 18. That's why I value children so much. And the workers is on the line. You know, we've all family here. So God bless everybody. And I wanted to dedicate the show to my son, Eddie Olivar III.
That's awesome. That's
absolutely
awesome.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Dope.
Yeah.
Word up. Well, on that note, I just want to say peace to everybody. Thank you for a great, you know, a great show and the lane, a nice lane to move into. I'm Mellow Man Ace. I guess I'm out of here, y'all. All right.
Bye.
Tenemos tremendo lío. Last night you didn't go a la casa de tu tío. Resulta que, hey, you were at a party, hide in the sky, emborrachada de Bacardi. I bet you didn't know que conocí a Cantinero. He told me you was drinking and wasting my dinero. Talking about, come and enjoy what a woman gives a hombre. And please, por favor, tell me la verdad, because I really need to know, yeah, necesito entender, if you're gonna be a player or be my mujer, cause right now you just a liar, a straight mentirosa. Today you tell me something y mañana otra cosa.
Nobody. Menganito, Joseito y Fernandito, Larry and Joey, even his brother Chico. Poncho de Fletera, that's a straight teaser. Si quiere un pedacito, go away, cause he's a pleaser. But I'll tell you straight up, porque brother me di de cuenta that on Main Street her cuerpo estaba a la venta. Now get some, make que quiera, get some, cualquiera. Ayo, she don't care, man, she's a tremenda fiera. Yeah, you have to try it out to get what I got. Pero ya que te conozco, what I got to get now. Cause you just a mentirosa con tu lengua venenosa. Today you tell me something y mañana otra cosa.
Girl, I can't believe you, yo, for real. You know, my moms are talking about me. My people are talking about not me, about you.
About me?
For real, you ain't nothing but a skeezer.
Tremenda
fletera, mama, la verdad, for real. I bet you go to confession and you're scared to confess and whatnot.
No, I do confess, baby.
Do you tell the truth, though, for real? Word, man, you wore out of tire, baby, for real. I got some more ill things to say on you, for real, ma. La verdad, mira. Like this.
Un día estaba en tu casa y ring, there goes the phone. Recogiste y dijiste,
call me back, I'm not alone.
Él quería tu dirección, yeah, just your address. Y antes que colgaste, I heard you say,
I'm wearing
a dress. Ay, alaba, que de cara, it's what ran through my mind. So I said, let's go out tonight, she said,
we go out all the time.
Alaba, man. No sabía de yo, I knew her plan, de que iba a salir with that other man. So I told the girl in Spanish, I said, hey,
llame
boy, cause you ain't treating me like I'm some sucker toy. Plus who needs you anyway, con tu lengua venenosa. Today you tell me something y mañana otra cosa, mentirosa.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back to Versatile Radio, y'all.
Hello.
Hello.
Marla G. Yeah, we have a few minutes. We have about 9-10 minutes left of the show. I want to talk about the event that's coming up on July 26th out there on the East Coast. Let's tell everybody a little bit about this. Powerhouse Bomb Shelter right here.
Wow. Well, we have Marla G, our beautiful co-host, who's one of the headliners.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm already packed. I'm going to New York tomorrow.
You leave tomorrow, right?
I leave tomorrow because on Saturday I have my high school reunion. My 30th
Whoa.
Year. 30th Ooh, year. Oh, my God. I said how old I am. Oh, no. Did I say 30? No, I mean 10.
Well, you have 30 years in the music business.
Girls. 1984. So, yep. So I decided to stay since the week after the show. So instead of flying back and forth, I decided to stay. And since a lot of the classmates are going to be in town, so that way I could just see everybody and hang with everybody. And I'm also going to be recording a new song. So I have a lot going on when I get to New York. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it and seeing everybody. And, yeah, and especially the concert on the 26th. In 101st between Lexington and Park, which is my old hangout. I remember going to all the block parties in New York and Spanish Harlem. I mean, yeah. Looking forward to that.
Wow.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've been talking with John. I've been in contact John Rosario. This is the 5th annual, and he's been doing this. It started out as a stickball tournament, and then it started awarding. You know, Corina's been awarded. Lisa Lisa's been awarded. You know, there's a lot of artists that show up year after year to support. And he told me, yes, the Fox Channel 5 News is going to be doing media. The New York Post is going to be doing media. We got TV1 doing media. PBS is doing a documentary on festivals in New York. So this event has gone bigger. And this is going to be it's a big block party in the heart of Spanish Harlem.
Wow. That's going to be hot.
It's going to be really good.
That's
going to
be hot.
We
got to go to 116th and get some cuchifritos.
Yes. That is you know what? Rest in peace, my great uncle. He used to say, Mama, that is cuchifrito. That is so Boricua. That is so Puerto Rico.
You
got
to go. You can't leave Spanish Harlem without getting cuchifrito.
I want to know what those are. Can you guys explain that?
It's like fritters, like Boricua fritters, alcapurria, bacalaito, papa rellena, plátano maduro, pionono, you name it, guajito.
Oh,
everything
that's
fattening stuff that you should keep away from, mm-mm. You gotta have it when
it's
you go to Spanish Harlem.
It's all in there, huh?
Well, I want to say thank you to everybody that's gonna be performing. There's a lot of performers in this event that's going down in Spanish Harlem. You know, it's Planet Patrol. They're coming from Boston. We have Marla coming in from Miami. Jesse D from the Force MDs. Joey Kidd, Boricua Posse. Joe Chuck Lopez of A Brother Makes Three, Turbo or Boogaloo Shrimp from the movie Breaking, he's hosting. We have my producer Nelson Reeves, his legendary salsa brother Vicky Reeves, Junito Crespo, Jay Cell, Miguel Maelo, and then a live band doing a tribute to Frankie Ruiz, Latin Explosive.
SBK.
And we're doing, yeah, the Lifetime Achievement Award goes to TKA, all members of TKA. And we have
SDK Dancers from the Bronx.
Yeah, the SBK dancers are performing with Marla.
Wow.
I hope someone videotapes this so that we can see it.
I was actually looking forward to going to this event. Unfortunately, I'm not.
I'm sure Marcella is going to be posting a bunch of pictures. Right, Marcelita?
Yes, we're going to. You know what? There's going to be some media. Mega media being done in New York. Powerhouse Bonsus is going to be really doing media.
Oh, yeah.
Give you the behind the scenes. Mary, do me a favor. I think we hear the radio sounds like it's blasting and like we're having a party.
I'm yelling. Okay, you got it.
I'm yelling out of my ear. I'm surprised I haven't lost my ear yet.
I apologize.
I was like, damn, are we ready for a party? Because I think Mary's ready to go party.
You can ask any of my co-hosts. I'm always beat our chancla right here. Always. You put on some music and my chanclas go flying. Don't even trip. But
I'm about to bust my chanclas. What?
Right?
Oh, there goes my jam. Oh yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the cause. About this event and what the cause is.
Okay, you know why? Shout out to Debbie Debs. You know what's amazing? That you say, tell us about the cause, and then you have this Debbie Deb in the background. Well, I'm going to see Debbie on Sunday because she's performing on a private concert event with Trinier and Susie Carr. And Debbie Deb is a big supporter also of cancer. I remember back in Arizona in 2009, we were at a concert arena, and this lady was a breast cancer survivor, and she had her head was bald. She called her to perform on stage with her. She brought her backstage, and I'm going to share that picture with you. It's a beautiful moment. You'd be surprised how many people support the cause year after year. And Powerhouse Bombshells, the Bombshells in pink is not Bombshells, like hot women. And I admit it's women. The Bombshells is bomb, like ready to explode, because you're so multitask an individual with power that is just driven and doesn't stop. And even if you fall down, you lift yourself up.
Oh.
So the Bombshells in pink
That's
is for breast
right.
cancer. And everyone that has worked in the Powerhouse team has someone that has, like our artist, Salsa Rick Indio. He loves two sisters to cancer. He's going to be there with us. You know, I have my assistant Mona that helps me with the label. She's out of Ontario. She's doing a Relay for Life. Please go donate. Look her up. Mona Guadarrama on my Facebook. She lost her little girl to cancer. Her little girl was just 15.
Wow.
And passed away of cancer. You know, Tatiana worked with me. She's model. She actually did a Fast and the Furious. She got picked up for the final scenes of the movie. They just finished Fast and the Furious 7. Tatiana lost her dad last year, Mr. Obando, to cancer. I lost my uncle in January to cancer of this year. John Rosario, the organizer of the event, lost his mother to cancer, and his dad is a cancer survivor. So, this event.
Yes, go ahead. We went into overtime. Go ahead.
Okay, this event means a lot because on April 19th, we were with Bob Hernandez, and he worked for Akon. He was Akon's marketing team out of the West Coast. And Bob Hernandez is a big Trinier fan. And he says, Marcella, I want to meet Trinier. He was known as DJ Bob. And when I was in New York, ROK Rock is performing in New York at this event, you know, for the cancer. He passed away on his birthday. On April 29th of this year, Bob Hernandez passed away. Akon posted on his Twitter he lost a brother of his own. I reached out to Rock and I said, Rock, is it true that Bob is no longer here? And Rock reached out to me and said, he's not. It's true. And I dropped and I was in New York. I felt really bad because if you look at a video on YouTube, it's Trinier's performance at the Gonga Room with Cynthia and with Susie Carr of Will to Power. Bob's there with us. And he's a big Trinier fan, so he's having the time of his life. And he told me on Valentine's Day, he said, a year ago, I lost my girl, Yuriko, to cancer. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. But she's here with you in spirit and heart. So I feel it's very important. This is the first time Rock, ROK, Rhyme Over Crime, goes to the East Coast, to New York, to perform. And that's one of the main reasons why I think it's important, because he's going in loving memory also of Bob Hernandez. And there's going to be 30 ladies of Latina Share that are cancer survivors. There's going to be politicians speaking. I have my friend who Marla met last year, my birthday bash in Miami, my friend Jackie Gutierrez, who lost both parents to cancer. She's driving from Boston to be with us in New York, and I'm going to bring her on stage, and I'm going to tell her to give her testimony how it was dealing and coping with her mother, you know, with cancer and all that. And she's going to give advice, because when someone has cancer, it's not just the person, it's the family, just watching the person change and evolve. At the same time, I know Mary's cousin, Devani, has cancer. So we're saying a prayer, and we have somebody that I've never met. Her name is Mickey Torres. She's from Miami. And I just saw her spirit. It's a beautiful person. She was one of the people, the fans that supports the freestyle shows. And I saw her for many times.
Mm-hmm. I was with her yesterday.
Yeah, go ahead and talk about that. You being with Mary.
I saw her yesterday. And, you know, I know she's going through a lot. But, I mean, Mickey is always smiling, always has a, you know, she's very positive. And I know that behind that smile, know that she's going through so much, and she encourages me. Sometimes I'm having a bad day, and I just go on Facebook, and boom, there she goes with her smile. So she's a fighter. She's a fighter, and she's doing the best that she can. Just keep her in your prayers. And
definitely.
I was with her yesterday, and now she's back in Florida, so I'm going to make sure that I see her, you know, often, and be there for her. And I know she has a lot of people that love her and really, you know, encourage her as well. I mean, she was somebody that was always there at the concert, supporting all the artists. She supported me in a lot of my shows. And through, you know, meeting her at the shows, we became friends. So, like I said, I'm going to be dedicating my show to her in New York and to everyone else that's fighting. So,
yeah. Right. Now, does this event, does this support one particular cancer, or is it, I want to kind of understand a little bit more.
It's all cancer.
Okay.
Yeah, all cancer.
Yes. And the beauty of it is that it's in New York, and we have the support. And you know what? Big shout out to the New York Yankees. They're part of the sponsors. We have Frank the Hat Photography. He's doing photography for the event. There's the pharmaceutical from the barrio that they're also sponsors. Unidos Magazine. We have a lot of support from the community. And Paul Albanchos is a sponsor as well. A lot of support. A lot of people coming together, and we, you know, it's mostly Sing for the Cure. Nelson Reese, my producer, we talked about this 3 years ago, and I've been watching how John Rosario put this. He gives his heart and soul to this, and everyone in the Team Powerhouse, we have five different artists from the Team Powerhouse that are going to be part of this event, which is nice to have five artists be a part of this. I wish we could have more of the artists join us, but they also have
other shows that they committed to contracts. So, but at least we got Marla, you know, Planet Patrol, Nelson Reese, my producer, the Turbos hosting, you know, Rick Angels from New York, Alyssa Jordan. She was the headliner last year, and Alyssa Jordan is also part of the Powerhouse family. Shout out to her and her mom, who manages her, Michelle. She's also Lisa's little niece, and she did a commercial for cancer, for brain cancer. I'll have to share that too on your Versatile Radio page, so you can see Lisa's little niece has done a lot of events, you know, to support awareness for educational and also cancer. She also did for autism. So there's a lot of causes out there. But I was talking with John, and I hope if Mickey will share this interview for Mickey out in Miami. This is a problem that's happening, that when you have an illness, there's a lot of discrimination, and that's against the law. Just because someone's ill, you can't deny them their benefits or their rights, you know, because people work and pay taxes in the United States. So they are owed those benefits. So there's an organization that they're going to be there. They have a booth, and they're going to be spreading the word to teach, like, persons. They don't feel that there's no hope. So John told me he's going to have the number so that I can contact them and get them in touch with Mickey, and they could advocate for her and fight for her so that she could get her food stamps or whatever she needs or any kind of government help because she can't work right now. She's sick.
So so the new, I guess it sounds like the New York laws are a lot different than in California, it sounds like, because
it's also Mickey's in Florida. You know what I mean? Mickey's in Florida.
Marcelita, I'm sorry to interrupt, but maybe before I forget, Mickey's here now in Florida, and she got here a few weeks ago, and she needed to be back on her treatment immediately when she got here. And she went to the hospital, and they denied her the, I think, the insurance or whatever she needed to get her treatment. So right now she's, like, reapplying and everything, and it's been really hard on her. So I got contacted by a friend that didn't know that I knew Mickey. And he's, like, telling me, I have a friend that's going through things, and he wants to put together a show or some kind of benefit to go towards Mickey. So right now we're talking about it. We got a couple of artists on board, and we're just doing this. All the artists are going to do it pro bono, and part of the proceeds or whatever's collected at the door will be given to her to help her get herself back together while she gets her help. Because in her condition, she can't work. She's blessed to have a wonderful, loving fiance that's in New York working two jobs to help and provide for her. So that's a blessing, but we want to come together and so do something for her so she doesn't have to worry about the necessities that, you know, you need and things that come up.
Yes.
So I'll keep you informed as we get more information and as we put it together. And of course,
Powerhouse.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't get to hear that
because
it was kind of muffled.
I said, I'm going to give more info as we put the event together, and of course, Powerhouse Bombshells is going to be part of it.
Yes. That's the Powerhouse Bombshell logo. When I designed it, is white block letters with cursive italic bombshells, and the pink is in breast cancer awareness. And I did my first interview with our good friend and sister Lisa, because Marla and Lisa used to do backup singing in the 80s. We're all close. We all know each other well.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa is a breast cancer survivor. You can look it up on YouTube. Lisa speaks about cancer. Lisa had never came in public or talked to anybody about it. And she had enough trust, and I commend her for that, to being able to trust me. And I was nervous doing the interview. And she speaks how her doctor wasn't supportive. and she was afraid to come out and let people know because that was the time in her career where everybody was like, Lisa, Lisa. So here we see Lisa, beautiful, all the guys in love with her, all the fans following her hairstyle, her look. And behind those closed doors, Lisa was in tears because she had cancer. And she didn't know how to, you know, deal with it. And she didn't have support. So she gives really good advice, and she says do the walks. You know, just she's asking the community to do what they got to do. And it's a really nice, beautiful interview. We did it on October 31st of 2009, Halloween Day in Arizona. And there's a lot of people out there. You know, we lost Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple, to cancer. Donna Summer from my hometown, Boston, passed away of cancer. There's a lot of people. Christina Applegate, she's a cancer survivor, breast cancer survivor. You know, right now there's someone big. He's relative of my producer, someone in the music. They're like third cousins. Draco Rosa, he writes for Ricky Martin. Roby Rosa, he's in Puerto Rico right now, and God bless everyone that's struggling. I hope he makes it through. He's the one that wrote Living La Vida Loca. Robbie Draco Rosa, he just won a Grammy. His cancer came back. And there's a lot of survivors and there's a lot of people. And then my video, the one that we released with Remy, Yo Te Amare, I dedicate that to anybody battling for love and cancer because it's hard to just have love, you know, and maintain it and to live. It's easy to live life, but it's not easy to live when you don't have the right person to love or the right person to love you back.
Very, very, very true. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes. I'm here.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Versatile Radio. We'll be right back.
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Baby, my time is too expensive. And I'm not a little boy. No, no, no. If you are serious, look out, then don't play with my heart. It makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, then baby, I will. Girl, you know that I will. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide. But Lord, I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me, for I'll get your moving pride. You know life is too short, Lord, to have sorrow. Yeah. You may be here today, well, my darling, my darling. Gone tomorrow, so you might as well get her what you want. So go on and live, baby, go on and live. Tell it like it is. I'm nothing to play with, girl. You better find yourself. No, deep down inside of me,
Yeah, yeah. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, we got Mr. Eddie Fisher live with us. He's Pastor Eddie Fisher. He wants to say a prayer right quick for the event and for your guys' trip. Marla, we know you're going to be leaving tomorrow. So welcome to Versatile Radio, Mr. Fisher.
Hey, how you guys doing?
God bless.
Hi.
Thank you. Hello, Pastor Fisher.
Hey, this is Eminem, huh?
Marcella, yes.
Well, listen, before you tell me you guys are getting ready to close here, so I just want to say a quick prayer for you guys as you get ready to travel, okay?
Okay.
Lord Jesus, we just lift up these girls to you right now, Father God, as they get ready to go on this mission, Lord Father, for you, Lord God. And I just pray that you just encamp angels all around them, Father. Every step that they take, Father God, would be ordained by you, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you open every door that is of you and close every door where they're not supposed to go, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now for using these girls, Lord, for your glory, your honor, Lord God. I pray blessings upon them, Lord God, that every need would be met for them, God. Every spiritual need, every financial need, Father God, everything that they need, that there would be no lack in their homes, God. We just pray, Father, for blessings upon them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful, Pastor Peter.
And you receive it, right?
Yes.
We call it. It's done. It's mine. All those blessings.
Amen.
All right. Okay, we're gonna go ahead and put the show to a close. Once again, let's go ahead and throw out the links for the show for everybody out there on the East Coast, and just in case somebody barely tuning in. Let's go ahead and do that, girls.
Hello, hello. Thank you. This is thank you for joining the Café con Leche. When we close it out, Mary, you think you got the Café con Leche song that we could close off the show? Because, you know, be having Bustelo, Dunkin' Donuts, a little bit of your Starbucks.
For sure. Let's go ahead and let's tell everybody, let's give everybody the link where they can find tickets to the show or the address or where they can locate the show as we close out.
For the New York, everyone, DMA, shout out to Ivan, The Shadow, out in New York, everyone, my family in New York, the powerhouse team in New York, Miami, all over, Santo Domingo, Puerto Rico, Las Vegas, you name it, LA.
Shout out to producer Freddie Dieter Rivera. All the three songs I'm going to be performing are produced by him. And thank you, Johnny O, for writing Set Me Free, which I'll be performing also.
Awesome.
A big shout out to our team.
Marcella, we
I didn't
get a chance to tell you, but we had about three callers during this show that that actually called in to speak with you, okay? So we didn't get a chance to get them on the line because we had Mello on, but I told them to definitely, you know, they can call back during our next show that we are, you know, you guys are going to be here at Versatile Radio with Café con Leche, and they're more than welcome to call and join us on our next show. I got a few names. I'll go ahead and I'll let you know that. I don't know, you know, if they want me to actually give their real name. So let me, I can tell you that, after the show. But just to let you know, yeah, you do have, quite a few fans also. So Marta G, there's always people calling in for you. But, it's kind of creepy.
Is it a boy or a girl?
We're gonna have to get some help right here for the phone lines in the chat room because it kind of gets a little bit overwhelming when I'm trying to do this. And then, you know, every time you guys come on Versatile Radio, we have a lot of callers and we got, you know, and so I gotta be a little bit more prepared for that. And myself, Mary, Versatile Radio, I want to thank you guys for everything, all the support, and just coming on Versatile Radio. It's just it's awesome, and God bless you guys. God bless you guys, and we're right here. We're all together as one in unity. Mr. Bush, he might have fell asleep on us because he tends to do that quite a lot, especially when he lets the women take over here. So, Mr. Bush, if you can hear us,
Tonight's your Café con Leche right here, Versatile Radio, with Marcella Powerhouse Bombshells and Marla G.
Yeah.
You ladies have a good night, huh? Have a good night, ladies.
Good night. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. You got it.
Radio, we're back again. We were in overtime. We are in overtime, and we got Marcella Powerhouse Bombshells and Marla G, of course, right here with Marion and Eric Versatile Radio. We are going to actually try to get a couple callers back on the line that called in earlier to speak with Marcella. Marcella, for if we got any new listeners that are tuning in, she is a big mentor to me here at Versatile Radio TC Productions.
Thank you.
She's very successful. Yeah, this show actually initiated with an exclusive interview with Marcella Olivar Powerhouse Bombshells, we had Marta G on our show that is just like, man, it just tilted the meters a few months ago. And here they are with me today. But originally, we were going to do this interview with Marcella, and it turned into we're at part three right now, aren't we?
Yes, part three.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? I don't know, but that's what happened with John.
Yes, I remember him mentioning that.
Can we get a date for part four?
We
got a date for part four, huh?
Well, remember, July 22nd is the official day of the DJ. We're going to talk about DJs and have a bunch of DJs call in.
There you go. There you have it, Mary.
Mary,
yeah,
remember?
Day of the DJ. Hey, that show's going to be off the
Facebook,
hook.
Right? Look up day of the DJ.
Yes, I'm here.
You know, you like that, right? The day of the DJ, July 22nd. It's on Facebook.
Second. Yes.
I created for DJs worldwide because I, you know, grew up with my brother playing music 24/7, and while my mom worked two jobs, he used to take me to all these shows and make sure that I was okay, take care of me. But I was influenced. While he's mixing and scratching, I'm bouncing my head to the beat, kind of like Mello's son. You know, Mello used to take his son to the studio while he's recording his, you know, little Cazal or Cuba. He was sitting and listening and bouncing his head. You'd be surprised how influential that is on a child. You know, talking about that, Marla G has a beautiful little niece that could sing. So shout out to little Marlita, who's in Springfield, Mass. She's beautiful. She grabs a mic and she sings and she's talkative and she's a little actress. So you'd be surprised.
When you link, I have her on YouTube singing to Set Me Free when she was 2.5 years old.
She's adorable. So yeah. I think our youth, another one, very talented. He just did the beat to that song by Chris Brown and Kid Ink, Show Me. My son could play it in piano.
Wow.
I mean, love, Crystal Waters. My little boy is so musical, and I think that's the great feeling, the foundation that when you're into the music, sometimes your children pick that up.
Well, definitely instilled in them, definitely. We're going to go ahead, and since we are in overtime, I'm going to play a little bit of music right here and get some Marta G up in here, Thumb. Yeah,
up.
We'll be right
one
back.
And only Angel Baby checking in with you right here, wishing my good friends with Versatile Radio a super big happy anniversary. And congrats to you guys. Another year. Keep it moving strong. We got more to come, right? Simon. Si se puede, 2014.
Let's go. Let's bring it back. At Versatile Radio. One love. Versatile Radio. Unity in music. Worldwide.
Versatile Radio, Unity in Music, Worldwide.
Yeah, welcome back to Versatile Radio. You know, I couldn't get her back on the line, Marcella. I couldn't get anybody on the line.
I'm here. This is Marlisa G. Okay, so, you know, let's talk about how good it's been. The stats, I mean, 800, 900 downloads. What? Thank you to all our listeners. Amazing.
Yes, wow. Yes, definitely. It's just, you know, I just strongly believe in the whole new movement, everything that you guys are doing, and you know, how everything's coming together. It's just, I just think it's a God thing, you know. It's just a blessing.
Yeah. Well, Powerhouse Bombshell started in 2008. It's a West Coast-based business, but I am originally from Boston, and part of my summers I spend in New York. I think that helps a lot because you have to understand diversity, cultures, you have to know psychographics, demographics, what your target market is. You have to understand and be open to various types of music and not judging and putting people down. I get tons of I have 33,000 emails on my powerhouse at live.com and my powerhouse music records. I have constant different producers sending me emails of their new production, and you know what? I look at everything. I don't think because you don't have to be a big famous person for me to look at you or want to check out your music, because talent is universal. It's everywhere. And I am actually looking at what's new now, because you'd be surprised what someone could make in their home studio. Probably better music than what's being played on the radio. So I do pay attention to a lot of so thank you to all the fans. Thank you for following our Team Powerhouse Bombshells, and Marla G's fan page is blowing up. You should check out her stats. They're almost in the 10,000. Yay, yay.
almost there.
So, I mean, and it's just great, you know, whatever it is that we're able to have some type of communication and a great movement with Mary Fisher and Versatile Radio, Eric Bush, and we've gotten to meet Carlos Trejo, Ivan Hernandez, DMA Radio out in New York, and whatever you're doing, we're all connected musically, and that's positive light in my path, to be connected through music, which is something, you know, good. And by the way, just play Shannon. Shannon's a good friend of ours. We've had a lot of fun with Shannon. Barbecue, laughs. We love Cuban food. You know the kind of food that I made? That Shannon loves that. You know the food that you were asking me, Mary, what is that I posted up the other day? Mary.
Mary. Why are you bugging?
He went to get her little lamb. Man,
you can't do that. Oh, we got cut off. No more overtime. Oh, man, we're not on overtime.
You see? They're going to kick us out.
Mary went to get her little lamb.
Mary.
Why are you bugging?
I have a request.
Talking about me, I did.
Mary.
Don't stop. The music. Let's bring it back.
thank you, Father. You shine your light on me. I've waited all my life.
Radio. You know, I think we're going to have Mr. Angel Baby from 88.3 FM, right, Aslan Radio. He's going to be joining us if this thing just, you know, this is the longest we've actually gone into overtime. We're going over an hour or so. Congratulations, Marcela Maraji. You guys are doing an excellent job. Yes, indeed.
Do we want to put anybody on blast? No. Let's have someone on blast.
Who are we going to put on blast?
Let's put somebody on blast. No, I'm kidding. Oh, trust me, my list, I got a couple of people. Okay, you know what I want to talk about? You ready?
What? Go ahead.
Okay. Marla, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Who else is joining us? Marla G. We got Mary Fisher. Do we got Eric Bush?
Eric Bush is still here.
Awesome. Okay. You know what I want to mention? In the music business, right, you're a recording artist. It's very important that the person that you're with, whether it's a male, female, vice versa, whatever your preference is, that they support you 110%. And when I say when someone really loves you and supports what you're doing, they're going to be behind you. They're not going to criticize you. They're going to support what you're doing and not be worried about groupies, not be worried about your fans. Because let me tell you something. There's a lot of people in the business I know, certain people, that make it very hard for recording artists. Don't be all up on their fan page posting up pics. You know what? The artist fan page is for the artists, the fans, and the music. And I'm going to tell you right now, nobody want to see pictures of you and your honey. They want to see pictures. Yeah, especially private pictures. So there's this one artist that I was working with, and he has a girlfriend who made it very hard for me to work with him. And I could have had him touring, doing more shows, but this girl was just all up on his page. And it's like, you know, I'm trying to get him work. I'm trying to put you, and the thing is that she's not thinking is, I put money in your man's pocket, who's going to enjoy that, you and him? So let your man work, girl. Let your man work. That's all I got to say. So if you're in the entertainment business and you're hooking up with an artist, let them do their job. They're going to come home to you. Stop it. And if it wasn't for the groupies, there'd be no fans. So be thankful for the groupies and the fans, because of that reason, there's people getting paid still on their shows, and there's arenas, and there's booking agents being able to book artists. So,
you have anything to say about that, Mr. Bush? Mr. Bush, you didn't hear anything she said?
I heard that.
Say about that.
She's correct, because I've been in that situation myself, and it's not fun.
No, because it starts drama. It's like you're trying to put money in someone's pocket, but their insignificant other is jealous. And you know what, and not too much it happens, because I usually, when I work with a specific artist and he's a male, I like to meet their significant other so that they can trust me. But
for
there's
sure,
some
yes.
shit out there that they don't understand, boy. They really, you know, like, why would I want to be with your man when I could be with that? That's not what the game's about. Let me tell you something, and I don't have to tell these girls this, but if I was about that, I wouldn't be where I am today in the game. If you're about trying to get play and that's what you're trying to do in this business, you would not be respected. And I'm respected in the business, and I thank God for that, because I could be out there. Trust me, this is an easy type of temptation type business we're in. You see who you work with. And I'm very, very confident. I think women have to be more confident and be proud of who they are and stop trying to be somebody they're not. Like the video. Hey, I want to look like her. I want to be like her. No, baby. God made you for a specific reason. Mm-hmm. He put you on this earth for a specific reason. And each individual is unique for that specific reason. I may have certain characteristics that somebody else has that's way beyond. That person may have characteristics that I may have that way beyond. So with that being said, be happy of who you are. If you're trying to lose weight, you can do it.
work out. Just try your best. Pray. Don't try and do it because you're trying to impress somebody else or because you have that controlling person telling you you need to lose weight. Or I'm going to go find someone else.
Okay.
And I think it's important that we touch base on these subjects because everyone looks at TV, looks at YouTube, and you see all these beautiful girls. But you know what? You could be voluptuous and be the most beautiful person. It's not how you look. It's what you have in your heart. What's in the interior has more value than the exterior because there's men out there that can spot one woman in a room out of 100, and it takes that one woman's confidence that will spark up a man over a really good, good-looking woman that might be too vain. That's a turnoff. Mm-hmm. He points at one girl, and she just blows his mind.
Right.
So you don't have to be the most, you don't have to be the most beautiful woman, but in a man's eye, right, Eric?
Right, exactly. It's, like I was saying, it's that personality that really makes a person. Beauty's not all that.
Yes, and that's why, like, me personally, I'm not a jealous woman. I don't hate on anybody. I dislike, like, people trying to get at me or like, stalkers that I have. I have stalkers. But, you know, you have to be very careful.